Welcome to The Pulse, the UTMB Health Podcast, your gateway to the latest insights, ideas, and innovations shaping our community and beyond. Stay tuned for engaging discussions, compelling stories, and the information you need to stay informed and connected right here on The Pulse.
Hello, and welcome to The Pulse Podcast. I'm Dr. Jochen Reiser, President of UTMB and CEO of the UTMB Health System. I'm honored to introduce you two of our exceptional healthcare leaders, Dr. Gulshan Sharma, Senior Vice President and Chief Medical and Clinical Innovation Officer, and Dr. Cherry Mansfield, Vice President and Chief Nursing Executive. Today, we are going to discuss how reinvigorated Best Care Initiative and why our focus on quality, safety, and accountability is so important to UTMB, our patients, and our community. Dr. Sharma and Dr. Mansfield, welcome to The Pulse.
Thank you, Dr. Reiser.
Thank you.
I'll start with you, Dr. Sharma. Can you please talk about where and when the concept of best care at UTMB originated and why?
Oh, thank you, Dr. Reiser, for this podcast. Quality, patient service, and safety is dear to me. And I think when we go back, it all started in 2016. We actually had a new chancellor at that time, Admiral McRaven. He was a four-star Navy SEAL. When he retired from his services, he actually came to UT System, and he gave an outstanding inauguration speech at UT System. And that became into a New York bestseller called Make Your Bed. Then he actually met with the presidents and he said, hey, listen, I want a quantum leap in healthcare within the UT health-related institutions. And you know, we have about seven health-related institutions and they all serve different mission. And at that time, we were ranked number 76 out of 109 academic medical center. And it was decided that we're going to be using Vizient as our true north in terms of assessing our ranking across the major health-related institution. So the goal was to make it into top 20. Now you can imagine moving from 76 to 20 is an unsurmounting task, but you don't say no to a four-star Navy SEAL. You basically say, yes, sir. And you come back and you gather your troops here. And at that time, our president, the CEO, and the dean brought together. And they basically rallied the troops. And that is the time I actually took this position. As a CMO for the health system, because quality and patient service was dear to me. That's what I was passionate about. I was still serving as a division chief for pulmonary critical care and sleep medicine. And when I took over, we work hard. I think I can't thank all of our team members at UTMB. Not only we moved from 76 to top 20, we actually moved number 9. And we were the only UT institution that moved to number 9. And we followed up with number 4 and number 9. This is an accolade for a visionary leader that who basically set the tone for all health-related institution. And I see the same traits in you, that you are really pushing us that, hey, listen, it's not just about Vizient, it's about patient, and we need to improve patient safety at UTMB.
Well, very inspiring explanation how you started it, and I'm excited we are well underway, and rightly so, as you say, it ends with the patients. That's why we're doing it. Right. Dr. Mansfield, we are now in the process of rethinking, resetting, and reviving best care with the idea that best care is no longer just a noun, but it's rather an action word. Can you elaborate on that, Dr. Mansfield?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, I'm thrilled to be here. And joining this team at this time, UTMB's opportunity is really an opportunity to connect with the patients and families we serve and the communities in which we live, because that's important. And it really starts with the engagement of the staff in this process. It's not just enough to do your job. You have to do it from a place of heart and why it matters to the people that we are interacting with. So staff engagement is key, and one of the first things we are doing is we are identifying leads for each of these particular areas we may be struggling with, like cauties and collapses and pressure injuries, falls.
Explain that to us. What are those fancy acronyms?
These are things that we would call a hospital-acquired condition. You don't come to the hospital expecting to get one of these, but if you do, it's a catheter-associated urinary tract infection. So usually the source is a Foley catheter that helps drain the bladder. There's the central line-associated bloodstream infections. A central line is something put in the chest to deliver large volumes of fluids and titrating drips, and a very important source of medical treatment, but also a potential source for infection. We also have falls and falls with injury. We do think that people will fall in the hospital. It's a unique environment. They're not used to being in a place that's not at home, but we certainly don't expect them to get hurt when they fall. Pressure injury is another. If you stay too long in one place in bed, your skin can break down, and that could be another source of infection if it's not prevented and treated. So all these things that are going on in our organization, we want to reduce to zero. And so I'm thrilled to join Dr. Sharma in that pursuit. So Journey to Zero is what we're on. It's framed under best care because it's the kind of care any of us would want to receive if we were a patient in a hospital or a clinic or an emergency department. And one thing I'll finally say is that this is also related to our journey to improve the patient experience. Because if we have patients and families tell us they would recommend UTMB to their family and friends, that's the greatest source of endorsement we could have.
Thank you. It's well said. Dr. Sharma, in this refresh, best care is meant to go beyond just the things that are ranked by Vizient, correct?
Correct.
It's a push for excellence across all aspects of patient care, quality, and safety.
Yeah. So I think for me, Vizient is just an external mirror. And think what we are trying to do is to make patients safe and reduce any harm during the hospitalization. So I tell always, I love all the ranking system. I think there is not one good or bad. They tell a different story. We just need to understand the nuances of these ranking, but they are all wonderful. And I would love to rank in U.S. News & World Report. I would love to have A in LeapFrog. I would have a 5-star in CMS ranking. These are some of the other national benchmarks out there. But one of the things is they all tell a different story. At the end of the day, we need to make sure we have process in place and to help reduce harm to the patient.
I think you again summarized this so well. It's more than just focusing on a number. It's more than just focusing on one condition. It's a cultural setup, and it's striving for excellence.
Yeah, I think it as a journey, and there is no true destination here. Think about that when Institute of Medicine report came to Our Is Human in 1999, that was a call to action, arms in action in terms of reducing harm, and we are still struggling. Correct. So what this brings in that every organization has to do their part. And I tell all the employees who work within the health system, be selfish. One day you are going to be there. So if you improve healthcare now, you would be benefited from that, or your family member would be benefited from that. Let's not make it too late. We can all play a part in it.
Well said. Dr. Mansfield, best care seems like a big institutional concept. But in reality, it relies on hundreds, thousands of actions, big and small, every day on a personal level by members of the staff, the UTMB family. Dr. Mansfield, is it only geared toward frontline workers who have direct contact with patients, or really everybody?
It's really everybody's commitment. And by working together as a team, we can really advance it further, faster. If individuals feel and they wake up in the morning and they don't know what they might do to improve the care that we deliver every single day, no matter what department they're in or what clinic or operating room or inpatient unit, it's also the registrar. It's also the person that gets you to your next appointment through access services. It's the pastoral care individual that comes in and helps you identify the spiritual opportunities that you may have with this new illness or an illness that is ongoing. So everybody needs to discern what's their part in making this happen. And it could be as simple as washing your hands carefully. As silly as that sounds, if everybody washed their hands the way we've been taught in our clinical settings, we might just have an opportunity to reduce an infection where you may not have thought it was possible.
Hey, Dr. Reiser, if I may add, you know, it's just like playing 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon. We can connect every individual in this institution within 3 or 4 steps to direct patient care. For example, supply chain. They don't do patient care, but they get us the right catheters. they need to make sure the catheters are delivered to the ICU or where they need to be done, and the nurses need to have the right equipment to give the patient. Same for EVS. They need to clean our rooms so that way we can reduce the spread of infection to our patient. So everybody who works in the healthcare setting can be directly and indirectly connected to best care.
That's great. And I can also attest, being here a year now, that everybody at UTMB is grounded into the expedition of health. Yeah. It's really wonderful. Dr. Sharma, we know the Vizient scores you mentioned are important, but beyond that, beyond the numbers, and you touched on it already a little bit, but what ultimately does best care mean to UTMB, our staff, our patients, our community, and our field of healthcare is more than these numbers. Summarize it one more time for us.
So I think it's very simple. It's the right care for the right patient at the right setting, delivering the best possible outcome. And who wouldn't like that? And I think that's what we are aspiring to. And our goal is to make sure everybody who comes to UTMB, either in an outpatient setting or an inpatient setting, we aspire to best care.
Wonderful. Well, Dr. Sharma, Dr. Mansfield, thank you both for sharing your insights about our Best Care Initiative on this episode of The Pulse. And thank you, viewers, who have taken the time to join us.
Thank you for tuning into The Pulse. We hope you've gained valuable insights, discovered new perspectives, and feel inspired by the stories shared today. Please join us for future episodes to stay informed and connected right here on The Pulse.